This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast. Everyone, this is Kayla. I'm coming at you from the Podcast Brothers podcast. Shout out to Flaw and Fresco. I'm also 1/4 of the panel podcast. Shout out to John, Jackie, and Rain. You can find me on Twitter at @vitamin_KAI. Instagram _Killa_KAI. My name is Kayla, not Kyla. I also have a website. Check me out. It's KaylaIsCreative.com, and that's creative with a K. You can find all the links to my website and my blog on my social media. And this is my Saturday story. Okay. Well, of course, I come from a mixed family, so I often was in multiple households. When I was much younger, I actually lived with my great-grandparents during the week. And then on the weekends, I lived with my mom. And I did that from about the age of 2 to maybe 5 or 6. And then once I got into like grade school, like first, second grade, I stayed with my mom most of the time. I didn't really start seeing my dad until sixth grade. And it's interesting how I ran into him. One day I was just walking from the corner store and I saw two guys. So my dad was riding in the car with his best friend. And I saw these two guys ride past me, and then they like busted a U-wee and came back down the block. And he just was like looking at me, and it was weird because it was like I was looking at a reflection of myself, but like a guy and brown skin. And then, so that's how I ran into my dad. Like I said, hadn't seen him since I was maybe like in first or second grade. And I ran into him walking down the block in sixth grade. So then we were kind of like, he wasn't like in and out of my life per se. But once I got to high school, that's when I would kind of split my time between my mom's house and my dad's house. That was it pretty much. So growing up as a kid, I don't know what my issue was, but I was really clumsy and I was kind of accident prone. For a while I had a fascination with like touching things to like check and see if they were hot. Like one time, I think I was either 3 or 4, I burned the entire back of my hand on an iron trying to touch it to see if it was hot. I had this weird stage. It must have been over a couple months time period. I kept burning my 3 fingers, testing the curling iron to see if it was hot. I did that, I think, like 2 times in a row, and I burned the same 3 fingers. One incident in particular, I was running around the house. Of course, you know, run around the house, your mom tells you, stop running. So my mom had asked me to go get her something to write with. So I went to go get an ink pen. And as I'm running back, I fell. And I ended up stabbing myself in the face with an ink pen. And actually, I still have a mark from it. Most people don't see it until they're like, I guess, legit staring in my face or if I point it out to them. But I do have a scar like on the left side near my nose. I stabbed myself in the face with a pen. And I remember my mom, you know, pulling it out of my face. And just, you know, I was bawling, crying, of course. And she just had to like, you know, rock me. She had a warm washcloth and, you know, to stop the bleeding. And I guess try to get some of the ink out my face. Surprisingly, I didn't get stitches. And like I said, I do have a scar. But other than that, you know, I guess I got pretty lucky because to run and fall and stab yourself in the face and not, you know, have any damage to your brain or anything, that's kind of, you know, lucky, very lucky. Trying to think. Well, again, coming from a blended family, I didn't get to spend time with all of my siblings. I say 99% of me growing up, I grew up with my one sister on my mom's side. I have 2 younger brothers on my dad's side, but my one younger brother is 25. The other younger brother is 8. So obviously the 8-year-old is a newer addition. I was an adult by the time he was born. But any memories with my little sister? I remember she was afraid of Furbies. We're 5 years apart. So Furbies were like the big thing when I was in, what was that? Like first grade, second grade. And she was terrified of them. I'll never forget, she broke my black Furby, and it really hurt my heart because that was like one of my favorite toys. She broke my black Furby, and my younger sister's name is Amber. She loved to draw on everything, and I remember she would just always like vandalize our walls all over the apartment. My mom would be freaking out constantly, but Amber was definitely, she's definitely the artistic one out of us. She always loved to color and draw and paint, things like that. All right. Now for my teenage years, I started getting acne in the 5th grade. I definitely was one of those kids who, you know, the young girls, I guess TMI for some folks listening, but I got my period when I was in the 5th grade. So of course, along with the period comes the pimples. I had terrible acne from 5th grade all the way up through high school. I'd say, and of course you never know it nowadays looking at me because my skin is wonderful now. Definitely had a humbling childhood. I'd say maybe a month or so after high school, my skin completely cleared up and I've been perfectly fine ever since. But I remember one time I was in summer camp and like I said, my acne was terrible. I used to get like the big, like just on my neck, on my chest, on my back. And of course I had sensitive skin. So I would try to use toothpaste to, you know, one of those like quick natural remedies to try to dry out my pimples. And one time I guess the toothpaste sat on there for so long that it burned my face. And I mean, it looked like it gave me a scab. It looked like somebody singed me with a curling iron, like someone burned me while trying to curl my hair. But I remember one time in particular, it was the summertime. I was in summer camp and I had a pimple on my forehead. And this pimple was so big that the camp counselor actually took me to the side and asked me, was everything okay at home? Like, had I hit my head or something? But I guess the camp counselor was kind of insinuating, like asking questions to make sure, like, I wasn't getting abused or hit at home. And I kind of was like, you know, oh no, it's not a, you know, it's not a welt or anything. Like, it's a pimple. And they were like, oh my gosh, Kayla, I'm so sorry. So yeah, my pimples, they were huge back then. Like I said, just the big, big white head, just, you know, pizza face, planets, craters. Like my acne was really bad, but thank God for growth. Thank God. I'm thankful that puberty hit me early and I got it over with as a kid. So now as an adult, my skin is perfectly clear. All right, everyone. So that was my Saturday story. Thank you for listening. Again, you can find me on the Podcast Brothers. You can find me as 1/4 of the panel podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @vitamin_KAI. You can find me on Instagram at @Killa_KAI. My name is Kayla, not Kyla. And hey, while you're looking at my social media, you might as well check out my website. I do blog. My blog is KaylaIsCreative.com. That's creative with a K. The link to that is in both my Twitter and Instagram bios. Thanks for checking out my Saturday story. Take care.